Tooth Powder presents The Theater of Romance. Tonight, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you Shirley Booth in the hilarious comedy, My Sister Eileen. Tonight and every Tuesday night, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you The Theater of Romance with your favorite stars and your favorite stories and plays.
Use Colgate Tooth Powder. Keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it at night.
And now for tonight's presentation, My Sister Eileen, starring Shirley Booth in her original Broadway role of Ruth.
My sister Eileen and I arrived in New York on that particular kind of a summer day when your heels sink into the sticky asphalt and you carry the heat on your shoulders. We spent the entire day hunting for a place to live. And towards evening, we stumbled into a small cellar apartment in Greenwich Village behind an enthusiastic landlord whose name was Apopolis.
Come right in, my dear young ladies. Enter. Now then, isn't this just the little apartment you've been dreaming about?
The apartment we've been dreaming about. Never in our wildest nightmares had we ever dreamed of such a monstrosity. The walls and the ceiling were calcimined in white and yellow splotches. There was a painfully obvious imitation fireplace in the center of the wall, and directly above it was an arched, barred window on a level with the sidewalk. Not one piece of furniture in the room had even a speaking acquaintance with another piece. Oh, it was a dream, all right. So was the landlord.
Let me tell you, my dear young ladies, this is the best value for your money you can get in all New York. Just look at this interesting and exciting dormer window. Look there. See those feet passing by. Who knows what story they're on their way to meet? I tell you, life passes up and down in front of this window like a regular parade. Am I wrong in presuming you are authors?
Well, Ruth is an author. I'm an actress.
Haven't you something higher up, Mr. Apopolis?
Higher up? My dear young lady, you are missing the whole point of the studio. Let me point out a few salient features. A, it is summer. B, it is at least 30 degrees cooler down here than anywhere higher up.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Apopolis. It's very nice, but we'd like to think it over for a day or so. Come on, Eileen.
Just a moment, please. Am I wrong in presuming that you young ladies are not exactly capitalists?
Well, I don't think that's any of your
business. Tonight, you will have to go to a hotel. And for what it costs you for one night, you could live here a whole week. Now, let me show you where everything is. Here you have a modern kitchenette, complete in every detail. And right next door, a luxurious bathroom.
They're both awfully small.
In these two rooms, you won't entertain.
I think we ought to take it, Ruth. If I have to look at another place, I'll be sick. I've got to get to bed.
Well, all right.
That will be $45 even.
It's against my better judgment, but here you are, Mr. Apopolis.
Good grief!
What was that?
What was what?
That noise. It was like an earthquake. The whole house shook.
It just goes to show you how you get used to it. I didn't even notice it.
Get used to it?
Get used to what?
That blasting for the new subway.
Do you mean to tell me that they're blasting right underneath us?
What are you worrying about? Those engineers are not amateurs. They know how much dynamite to use.
Does that happen all the time?
Oh, no. They usually knock off at midnight and rarely start again before 6 in the morning.
You give us back our money this minute.
What are you getting hysterical about?
I'm not getting hysterical yet. All I want is my money back.
I said I would give you your money back, and I will. If at the end of the month you are still dissatisfied. Good night, Larry. Goodbye.
Oh, Ruth. What are we going to do?
We're going to do 30 days.
Yeah.
kidding? Boy, what Bernard McFadden would give for these beds.
Ruth, maybe we shouldn't have come to New York just yet. Maybe we should have stayed in Columbus a while.
Oh, don't be silly. You've gone as far in acting as you could in Columbus, and I've gone as far in writing. Nope. New York's our oyster. We've got to crack it.
I wonder what Herbie Sale is doing tonight.
That's the advantage of not leaving any men behind. I don't have to worry about what they're doing.
It's different with you. Boys never meant anything in your life.
Not after they got a load of you, they didn't.
What?
Oh, nothing. Night, honey.
Maybe we better close the window, Ruth.
If we do, we'll suffocate. And I want to live to tell Apopolis what I think of him. Just turn your back to the window, honey, and try to get some sleep.
All right, Ruth. Good night.
Good night. Oh.
What was that?
Oh, it was just a kid running a stick over the bars.
Oh, gee, Ruth, I'm awfully sorry I got you into this.
Oh, go to sleep.
Will you take the head off me, Pete? I'm not going back there. That's
right. Ah, come on. Come on, be a sport.
No, sir. That thing pulled me off for the last time.
Oh, wait from there, you drunken bum.
Hey, look, Pete, down through this window. Tomato.
You get away from there or we'll call the police.
Hey, another tomato. Hey, Pete, look down here. They both for you. Go.
You get away from there.
Ruth, close the window.
Me close the window?
Why, you close it, Blondie. The heck with her.
Ruth, please.
Don't you do it, Ruth.
Leave me and Ruth. I'll close it.
You take your hands out of there or I'll bust them off.
What's going on here, prisoner?
I just a special vessel officer.
Are you with me? Just go.
Come on, get out of here.
What's going on down there, girl?
Oh, you'll never know how glad I am you came along, officer.
Yeah, I bet you are. You're new in this neighborhood, aren't you?
Yes, we just moved in today.
Yeah. Well, watch your step. It's a tough neighborhood. So long.
Oh, Ruth, please close the window.
You bet I will. Hold on to your hat, Eileen. Here comes the E-train. Queens, Pelham Bay, and all points west. About 2 weeks to get acclimated. And by then we were both so discouraged it didn't matter where or how we lived. Eileen walked from office to office and sat in outer offices and explained about the shows she'd starred in Columbus. And I walked from office to office explaining that I'd been the society editor of the leading Columbus newspaper. But no one gave a darn. I was rejected by every newspaper and magazine from the Manhattan to the New Masses. Eileen, being Eileen, had extracurricular amusement.
I met a man today, Ruth.
I think I would have known that anyway.
I was sitting in the outer waiting room of the Theater Guild, and I met this man.
Yes?
He's a reporter, and I told him all about you. He seemed very interested.
Yeah. I bet he was so interested in me, he couldn't wait to get you alone.
Don't be so silly. He said he'd drop in and see if there wasn't something he could do.
Oh, that's nice. Let's eat dinner and get it over with. I want to take a cold shower and crawl into bed.
You can't go to bed yet, Ruth. I've invited a man to dinner.
A man? Who, for heaven's sake?
Frank Lippincott.
Who the heck is Frank Lippincott?
Didn't I tell you about that boy who manages the Lickett's drugstore on 44th Street?
Oh, that one. You know, since I've been in New York, the only man I've met said, why the heck don't you look where you're going?
Oh, I'm very fond of Frank. And besides, he hasn't let me pay a lunch check since I've been going there.
Why don't you wander into Schrack's someday?
Come in.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Rex. Ruth, this is the Rex. He lives upstairs.
The who?
They call me the Rex on account of because I'm a rambling one from Georgia Tech. Get it?
Yeah, I'm still wincing.
Look, I got a favor to ask you, Gerald. You see, it's like this. A broadcasting company sent for my wife's old lady to go on a Hobby Lobby program. You know, they bring people from all over the country.
What's her hobby?
Hey, she collects early American samplers. Anyway, she's going to stay at the hotel door and move in with Helen, which kind of straight-arms me right out into the alley. You see, she doesn't know that Helen and I are married, and we don't want to tell her until the professional football season opens and I have a job. So, Helen and I wanted to know if you would mind letting me sleep in your kitchen.
Our kitchen? Are you crazy? Why don't you go to a hotel?
We don't have a cent.
Oh, Ruth, we don't use the kitchen at night.
Yeah, well,
couldn't you ask a Apopolis to put you up for a few nights?
Well, you see, a Apopolis and I, we don't talk to each other since I punched him in the nose.
Well, if you punched a Apopolis in the nose, you're certainly welcome to our kitchen, isn't he, Ruth?
Well, now, wait. I got a thing.
Gee, thanks, girls. We'll never forget this. I'll go tell Helen to get my drink.
You know, Arlene, something tells me you weren't quite ready to leave Columbus yet.
Well, that must be Frank. You let him in while I comb my hair.
All right.
And remember, Ruth, he's a very nice boy, so please be careful.
Well, who the heck am I, Tugboat Annie? Hello. You're Mr. Lippincott, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Oh, you must be Eileen's sister. I can see a family resemblance.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, you're a different type.
Yes, I see what you mean. Oh, come on in, Mr. Lippincott. Come on, sit down. Well, Arlene's been telling me all about your drugstore. I understand you have awfully good food.
Yes, we have.
Come in.
Hi. I'm looking for a party named McKay, Eleanor McKay.
You mean Arlene?
Yeah, I guess it is Arlene, come to think of it.
Well, I'm Ruth McKay, Arlene's sister.
Her sister? Well, she's a tall, good-looking kid, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, she's a tall, good-looking kid. Who shall I say is calling?
Clark's the name. Chick Clark.
Oh, Arlene. Mr. Clark here.
Mr. Who? Oh, Mr. Clark. Ruth, this is the newspaper gentleman who is so interested in you.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Arlene.
Hello, Frank. Oh, won't you have some dinner with us, Mr. Clark?
Thanks. Don't mind if I do. Say, I thought you kids were strangers in town, that you didn't know anyone.
Oh, well, we may be strangers in town, but we get acquainted awfully fast as long as my sister Eileen's around. She draws people in trouble like honey draws flies.
Ruth!
Come on, gentlemen. Leave us split that meatball. Heaven knows how many other people Eileen's invited.
As the curtain descends on Act One of My Sister Eileen, we'll listen to a true-life drama.
Jane, last night Harry nearly kissed me, and then he didn't.
If I were you, darling, I'd find out the why of that near kiss.
You mean I ought to ask Harry?
Heavens, no, he'd never tell you. You've got to find out for yourself. I mean about that little breath of trouble.
And here's where Colgate tooth powder comes to the rescue, because anyone can be the victim of a little breath of trouble. They're knowing, marks them down socially, brings them unhappiness. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing. And remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. Colgate tooth powder brings you the second act of My Sister Eileen, starring Shirley Booth as Ruth, with Judy Holliday as Eileen.
It was a strange, torturous month during the course of which Eileen collected men and I collected rejection slips. And by the end of the month, our finances were so low that Eileen and I had joined the valiant crew of ladies who walk about in short red costumes handing out samples of chewing gum. And thus it was that one hot summer's night, our long-suffering father walked into the house and found us.
Dad, darling, why
Hello,
didn't you
girl.
Tell us you were coming?
Gee, Dad, when did you get in? How's Mother?
Fine.
Well, what are you doing here?
Oh, just visiting. Mother was a little worried about you, and she wanted me to come down and see how you were.
Oh, what's there to worry about? We're perfectly all right. Of course, things have been a little bit quiet.
I don't think either of you needed a Bachelor of Arts degree to give away samples of chewing gum. Live in a place like this.
Oh, Dad, you can't judge a place just by its looks.
Mm-hmm. How's your money lasting?
Oh, why, it's...
We're okay, Dad. Please don't worry about it.
Sit down, girls. Now let's have a little talk. Now, look, I don't want you to think I still haven't got faith in you. And I know that a month isn't a very long time to prove anything, but... Why don't you come home with me?
Oh, Dad, I don't want to give it up yet. I feel as though I'm just hitting my stride. I finished a story the other day that's the best thing I ever wrote.
Couldn't you have written that story at home?
No, because it happened here.
Hi, girls. Well, Helen's mother's gone home, and I'm moving back up there again. Thanks a lot for letting me bunk in here with you these past 2 weeks. I'll be down later to put my things.
All right, girls, get your things together. I'm not asking any questions, but I'm taking you home on the bus tonight.
Marlene, I guess that does it. You know, I'm going to miss this funny little place. Something happened to me here. I feel stronger than I ever have before. I feel as though I really know myself for the first time. Eileen, I just hate to go back. I may never feel this way again.
Well, if this is the way you want to feel, you can have my share. I guess New York's all right if you've got enough money to go around and enjoy it, but it certainly hasn't been much fun for us. Let's get out of these costumes. What are we going to wear on the bus?
Sackcloth and ashes.
Oh, Ruth.
I'll answer. Are you into anyone?
I guess so. It doesn't matter very much now.
Oh, are you Miss Ruth McKay?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, thank heaven. Certainly you're a difficult woman to reach. My name's Baker. I'm with the Manhattan.
The Manhattan Magazine?
That's right.
Gee, when did you start delivering rejection slips in person?
Rejection slips? Well, didn't you get our letter?
Letter? No. No, what letter?
We wrote you several days ago.
Good grief! That must have been in yesterday's mail. Oh, you see, there was a whole bunch of rejections yesterday. At least that's what they looked like. And I know how discouraged they make you feel, so I just threw them away.
Oh, Eileen, you shouldn't have done it.
I tried to get you on the phone once, but someone answered and called me a snake and hung up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was me, too. I thought you were a friend of ours.
A friend?
Well, a friend to whom I am no longer speaking at the moment.
Well, anyway, Miss McKay, we decided to buy your story, and I thought I'd drop around and deliver the check in person.
Check?
Uh-huh.
Did you say check?
Yes, it's for $200, if that's satisfactory.
$200? Very satisfactory.
Oh, Ruth, that's wonderful. We won't have to go home now.
Oh, were you going home for a visit?
No, we were going home to stay.
Oh, but you can't do that. We want you to be a regular contributor, and it'd be a lot easier if you're here.
Oh, please, don't anybody wake me up.
Well, I've got to get back to the office, but why don't you have dinner with me tonight, and we can talk about more material.
Dinner?
That's right. You too, Miss McKay, if you're free.
Oh, thanks. I'd love to.
Then suppose I pick you both up about, 8 o'clock?
Oh, yes. That would be wonderful.
You know, Miss McKay, I think we're going to be working together a lot. And I also think, that is, I hope that this is the beginning of a very special friendship.
Thank you. You know, I think perhaps it is.
Mr. Baker's handsome. He'll probably take us to some swell place for dinner. Can I wear your print, Ruth? It's the only thing that goes with my turban.
Don't crowd me, Cinderella.
Well, gee, let's have one of us looking smart.
And naturally, it's you. Well, listen, you just get those ideas right out of your head. I'm not going along as your maid. I happen to like Mr. Baker. And for once, a man looked just as interested in me as he did in you.
Ruth! You never acted like this before.
I never cared before. But Mr. Baker's different. He's definitely my type. So suppose I wear the turban tonight. Come in.
Good evening, ladies. Your month is up today.
Yes, and
you may be interested in this letter I got from the city today saying that the blasting is all over.
Well, I'm sure that's very nice.
I intend to make of each of the studios a haven of beauty and repose. New furniture, New paint, A1 stoves and plumbing, reduced rent.
Reduced rent? So now you interest me.
This place will be given away for $35 on a lease.
And you're really going to do all those things?
Certainly.
And you're sure about the blast?
Absolutely.
Well, we've got to live somewhere. Maybe this place is lucky or something. How long are those leases for?
6 months on a completely friendly basis. All you have to do is sign. You see, you have me exactly where you want me.
All right, I will.
Congratulations. Well, I think I will be going now. Goodbye.
Just a minute, Mr. Acropolis.
Apopolis.
With a name like that, you've got no right to quibble. Would you mind telling me what that noise was? You said they were through blasting.
They are through blasting. Now they have started to drill.
What?
Good night, ladies.
Muscogee tooth powder keeps smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it at night. To help you late with every date, use Colgate tooth powder.
Now a word from Colgate tooth powder. In love, as in business, it's the repeats that count. So, if a young man dates you once and doesn't follow up, well, you'll be wise to seek the reason. And don't roam too far, because very often it's a little breath of trouble that defeats the repeats. All unsuspecting, you may be the victim of a breath of trouble. Unpleasing breath. Why not do this? Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder in 7 cases out of 10 instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. In tonight's play, Shirley Booth starred as Ruth, and Judy Holliday was featured as Eileen. My Sister Eileen, a play by Jerome Chodorov and Joseph Fields, based on the stories by Ruth McKinney, was adapted especially for this program by Gene Holloway. The music was composed and conducted by Charles Paul, and the entire production was directed by Mark Lowe. Next week, your Colgate Tooth Powder Theater of Romance brings one of the most moving stories of this war. The tender, poignant love story of a soldier and a girl who met but briefly, but who loved forever. The story is Ben Hecht's Miracle in the Rain. So join us next Tuesday, won't you?
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello.
Yes, use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair, for Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling film. The first time you use Halo, see how your hair sparkles and gleams with natural brilliance. Of a deep natural color, looks brighter, glossier. Even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter.
So hello,
everybody, hello. Hello, shampoo, hello. Until next Tuesday night, when your Colgate Tooth Powder Theater of Romance brings you Miracle in the Rain, this is your host saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance. Ladies, America's best remaining tin mines are in your kitchen. They're in your tin cans. So please keep on saving cans. Wash them, remove the labels, flatten them if necessary, and see that they reach the proper salvage depots. Send your tin cans to war. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.